What is up? Welcome back to another episode of the Action Academy Podcast, the show that gives your middle manager heartburn and night terrors, because every single employee that listens to this, especially if they're six-figure, becomes a seven-figure entrepreneur because they go from corporate to cash flow, baby. I am the man behind the mic, Brian Lubin, your humble host and guide as always. In March of 2022, I left a six-figure corporate sales job to build a seven-figure business while traveling full-time around the world. This podcast is a journey from zero to $10 million a year in my own business. I'm documenting every loss, lesson, and win along the way so that you guys can do it faster than I did. Before we get started today, let me share a quick story. I had a call with a gentleman last week, and he was applying to be in the Action Academy community. He booked a coaching call, and I was on there with him. And as we were talking, he was talking about buying franchise businesses and how he specifically only wanted to buy a franchise business. And I told him, I said, hey, while we buy businesses in commercial real estate in the Action Academy community, I actually think Brian Beer's thing, who is my good buddy, would be better for you. I think that he only does franchise businesses. That's his specialty. We don't dabble in that as much. You should go check him out. And I sent him Brian's link, Brian's profile, all that different stuff. So with that being said, why are you guys not even at least checking out the Action Academy community? Come on, guys. What are you doing? So this is the group to help six-figure high-performing employees go to seven-figure full-time entrepreneurs. The intro call is free. You're speaking with me. You're speaking with my team. 15 minutes. We're coaching you. And if it's not a fit, we'll just give you the best resource that we can that will actually help you move towards your goals. Get it? Got it? Good. Talk to you guys this week on the calendar. So with that being said, the topic of today's podcast episode is how the hell I am taking a podcast to $50 million a year. So before when I said stuff like this, people would think I was ridiculous. Then it got to a point where I would say things like this and people would say, "And that sounds difficult, but I still don't think you're going to do it." Now, when I say things like this, everyone goes, "Huh, okay, cool. That will be fun to watch." And so it's going to be a cool documentation of the journey along the way. So once again, this show is from zero to $10 million a year. We started this podcast when I was literally coming home from my corporate job. I had a couple of house hacks, and now every single step of this journey has been documented. So what I did is I followed a specific process. I'm going to walk you guys sequentially, step by step, through the process that I did to mind map out the businesses that we're going to create. I'm going to share what my inspiration was behind this mind map. And then at the end, what we'll do is we'll go through each and every business that we're going to build, the vertical formation of them, how they horizontally align and interlock with each other, and how you guys will be able to watch the journey step by step and also potentially be a part of it along the way. So let's start at the very, very beginning. Mr. Walt Disney is one of my favorite entrepreneurs. And in my office here, I have two framed pictures that I'm looking at as I record this podcast episode. I have picture of Tiger Woods framed that says give everything, because I love his tiger mentality, much like Kobe Bryant's Mamba mentality. They are just all in individuals, and that's how I am with my businesses. And above this, you have this giant mind map from Walt Disney in 1957. It's how he sketched out how his empire was going to look before he built it. So in the very beginning, for people that are listening to this and they're not watching, you have creative talent and studio, theatrical films. So everything in Disney's world revolved around the content. He started with the content, and he's got a little rectangle around it. And then he has all these rectangles around this map, and he has all these lines and arrows intersecting and showing how each one coincides and feeds into the other, because that's how your business ecosystem should be. You don't want to buy a bunch of ancillary businesses that don't coincide and don't support your core business. That's shiny object syndrome. That's a distraction. So he has, you know, TV, music, publications, magazines, comic strips, Disneyland, merchandise, licensing, publishing. And he has all of these different rectangles, and he has all these lines going between, where Disneyland feeds into the merchandising, which feeds into TV, which feeds into commercials, which feeds into the creative, which feeds into the publications, which goes back to feeding into Disneyland. So, long story short, this was the inspiration for the Action Academy mind map and how we're going to create this empire over the next 5 to 10 years of Action Academy and what that will entail, what it will look like, and how the revenue is separated across multiple different entities. So I will do my best to sequentially describe this mind map, but this mind map that I put is going to be a 5 to 10 year vision. I think that we can pull it off in 5, maybe not the $50 million a year, of course, but I think we can get the core businesses established. 10 is going to be, I think, more reasonable to pull this off. But if you guys want to see the picture of it and you want to get a step-by-step breakdown, that will be my newsletter this week. I'll also put a link in the show description to my newsletter. We send it every Thursday, or at least we try to. And I'm going to have an in-depth breakdown and pictures of all the stuff that I'm talking about. So in the center of this giant sheet of paper is this rectangle that says Action Academy Podcasts, aka Sexton Media, which is my media company. So Action Academy Podcasts is the center of everything. It's the content. This is the hub of all the businesses. Is we create content, we interview entrepreneurs, and we go guest on other shows. Like, this is what drives everything. Then from a media component, we also have the Action Academy YouTube channel. So I will have a link in the show description for that as well. We are almost at 100 subscribers. If you guys want to be one of the first 100 subscribers of a 1 million+ subscriber channel, go and click the link to subscribe. We're going to be posting wonderful content there. Then as intersections between these two, we have books, we have publishing, we have email, and we have newsletter. So these are the coinciding lines between the boxes of the YouTube and the podcast. Then beneath these, we also have sponsorships, keynote speaking, coaching, and conferences. So as I have each one of these lines and each one of these boxes written out, I have little numbers and figures scribbled next to them, encircled. So it's 6, 7, and 8. So if I have a 6 next to something, then that's a 6-figure business. If I have a 7, it's a 7-figure business. If I have an 8, it's an 8-figure business. So for instance, the YouTube channel, I think we can turn that into a 7-figure business. So that's going to be 7. Books and publishing, I have 6. Sponsorships, I have 6. Throwing conferences, which is something that we're possibly going to be doing, is a 7-figure business. Keynote speaking and coaching off of that would be 6 figures for each one of those. And this wraps up the top left of the page. So this is the Action Academy media side, if you will. So the podcast, the YouTube, the books, the publishing, the email, the newsletters, conferences, sponsorships, keynotes, coaching, and ads. Just for media and audience alone, we don't monetize anything. As you guys can tell, we don't have any ads. But once we have millions and millions of subscribers, then we can begin to have 6-figure sponsors for these. Like, just one singular sponsor could be 6 figures. So sit tight for that. What's even more exciting, though, is when you go to the top right of the page and we go to the Action Academy International Events, which is my company, Sexton World, which we just began. So Sexton World is going to be the second 7-figure company that we build off the podcast. And this will be the fastest one that we build from the podcast. We're already over $300,000 in revenue for that one off of one launch. So it will take another event and some mini events for the international events company to become a 7-figure company. Now for that one, we're throwing 2 Action Academy exclusive events per year. So these are going to be really huge blowout, 100 to 200 people events, renting mansions, renting yachts, butlers, the whole nine, like fire dancers. I'm literally flying to Tulum March 17th through the 24th to meet with hotel owners, club owners, developers. If you guys know of any, please email intro me at brianlubin@gmail.com. I'm booking up my entire calendar for that. And then I'm also keynote speaking at an event in Tulum. So those major events, the 2, will be a huge driver of the international events business. And then we will also begin either late this year or early next year doing really curated, 20-person international masterminds where we go to like the Amalfi Coast and we rent sports cars and we race sports cars down the Amalfi Coast and do 2 weeks of masterminding or something along those lines. We go to Iceland together and we do a huge retreat. We go to rent a yacht on Croatia Yacht Week. We go to the Monaco Grand Prix. We do really extravagant curated international events for smaller groups will start doing that probably 2025. And so this company is an easy seven-figure company, probably moving up into the eight-figure company over time. So this now makes up the top section of our mind map, our business map. So you have the podcast, the YouTube, the media, and the events company. So all of these coincide together. The events company has arrows going towards the YouTube and towards the media and back vice versa. Now we go into the bottom half of the sheet, which is the more fun stuff for me. Like the top is fun things to document, but the bottom is more of the business stuff that really, really excites me. So to go directly down, we have Action Academy LATAM Luxury. So what we will begin doing is now that we've thrown these events at these, you know, multi-million dollar mansions, these $20 million houses and these boutique hotels in Latin America a couple of times now, I have realized that I'm obsessed with hospitality and I love curating and creating these wonderful experiences, both in our community and in our events company. So now the events company, we're going to take the profit from that and the profit from the media, and we're going to roll that into luxury properties in Latin America. So thinking, I've got notes on the side that's maybe possibly Soho style, some where Action Academy members have like access to these houses as well as us running them out. I want to build the retreat centers that we're looking for. So if somebody has 20 plus people that they're bringing for a retreat, imagine having a mansion, waterfront, cold plunges, saunas, media team, full butler, full kitchen staff, full AV setup already in there, full conference room for meetings, all this different stuff, full like social media team, all on site and in one package deal with excursions and everything. So we're looking at beginning that in early 2025. So right now I'm going to meet every single hospitality tycoon, developer, hotelier in Latin America. I'm going to begin interviewing them and doing all that stuff to build up the networks that we can begin hitting the ground running in 2025 or a bit sooner. And that is going to be all across LATAM. So I'm thinking like Action Academy Cabo, Action Academy Tulum, Action Academy Colombia, Action Academy Brazil. And we have our event houses scattered across, and we have boutique hotels scattered across Latin America. And so we already have the infrastructure and the people today to pull this off. So it's actually not like a if this will happen, it's a when this will happen. So that will be our main real estate holdings and main real estate portfolio. That just freaking lights my candle. I love that. And then building the coinciding teams that will do this and run this, because this event, this company will be an eight-figure company easily. Like that will be our eight-figure portfolio down there. So then you come over to the bottom left of the mind map and you have the Action Academy business / real estate fund. Now for me, I'm going to do most of the stuff that we just talked about, a joint venture. So I'm going to JV on a lot of it. I really don't want to raise outside capital. And I'm going to keep that reality as long as possible of, you know, syndicating. I really don't want to do that. I'm going to keep most of these to maybe a 3-4 partner JV deal as I can. And I want to be putting, you know, 500,000 to a million of my own money into each one of these deals with a couple of other partners. So that is the goal. With that being said, though, what we'll most likely do is open it up to Action Academy members first and foremost, and possibly exclusively, to where all of our investments are for Action Academy by Action Academy. So we'll have it to the members to invest first as preferred investors before we open it up to anybody in the public. So if you guys are listening to the podcast and you're not in the community, don't be surprised if it randomly pops up and we have the hotel done. We have the mansion done. We have the company built. And not only do we have it built, but we have operators from within the community that are running the thing. And now they are financially free and leaving their corporate job because they're now able to build and run these businesses that we're building within our ecosystem. Like that is the goal for all of this. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what builds out the four corners of the page. The four corners are as follows: the Action Academy Business and Real Estate Fund, the Action Academy YouTube, the Action Academy International Events Company, and Action Academy Luxury Properties in LATAM, all revolving and feeding back into the podcast and feeding into each other. Now, let's go back to the main attraction, which is what we talk about in every show, right? The Action Academy community. That one we literally have on paper how we're going to take it to an eight-figure company. That one's already, we're working on that. That's already seven figures. We're taking that one to eight. That's the core biz. That's the hold co. That's the main hub of everything. That is the back-end business behind the podcast. So what we're going to start doing from a business acquisition standpoint is we're going to start buying ancillary companies within the umbrella of the Action Academy community. So we're going to start purchasing companies that do ancillary services like maybe cost segregation, legal, CPA, bookkeeping, tax, media, short form. These smaller, you know, agency companies, these service companies, we're going to start buying these and rolling them up into Action Academy community to where when you join the group, it's a one-stop shop. Like you have the internal Action Academy, you know, CPA advisors, you have the Action Academy bookkeepers, you have the Action Academy legal team, you have Action Academy everything. Like we're going to roll all of these up and buy these companies within the community. And then the people that are members are going to be the operators. So we already have today, like I said, a talent pool of 300 of the best and brightest that are already ready, willing, and able to partner on these. And so now it's just a matter of what order do we want to take this stuff in? Because we have to do it one bite at a time. We can't do it all together. And so at the end of this, I tallied up all of them together and we have, you know, about 5, 10, we got about 15 companies, 15 different entities that are all rolled up in all of this mind map. And so we're going to take these companies and just one by one, like build this ecosystem, build this environment to where all of a sudden, you know, you have Action Academy and you're like, holy shit, they're in everything. So again, one at a time and branch off, delegate, I do, we do, they do. This is going to be when we branch off to each one of these companies, like we have the events business and I've got Brandon Hicks as my right hand person for that one and his wife Shelby for the events business. I've got my guy Seth that I'm flying out around the world with me now and we're going to get him out of his job here soon. So he's going to be the second financially free team member of Action Academy this year. So Seth's flying out with me to Tulum to document all of the development meetings and the keynote speaking. He's running and owning the YouTube. So he's going to be over there. When we come to the fund, we're going to pick whichever of the operators are just the best and the brightest in business acquisition and real estate. And then the same with the international properties. I'm just going to partner with the best hospitality operators that exist. And then we're going to create something very, very special, especially in the international space. And all of this goes back to the podcast and the community. So if you guys want a part of the action, you probably aren't going to have access to any of the stuff that I just talked about if you're not in the ecosystem. So you're both learning how to do this stuff, but you also have direct access to these opportunities exclusively if you're in the Action Academy community. It's the family. It's the people that believe in the vision and that are part of the vision. This is an empire for high performers built by high performers. So, you know, we have this talent pool to choose from that's already vetted and we already know that they believe in the mission. So we're also, what I don't have included on this is a new rookie business that we're rolling out. So the rookie business is going to be for people that are in the process of buying their first properties. I've got Freddie on that one. And if everything goes according to plan with that one, we are launching that one probably this month. So if you're looking to buy your first properties, sit tight. And we'll have an offering for you guys here soon. We just got to figure out what twist we want to put on it. And yeah, at the end of the day, it's just putting the right people in the right seats and letting them really take off and run these companies within our ecosystem. And then this should take us to about $50 million of gross revenue per year, if not more. And then we ride off into the sunset. And then that's when we have the equity, we have the net worth, we have the balance sheet. And all of a sudden, I pop back up to where I used to be, and then I sold all the real estate and I'm liquid now. So that this is the next thing. Like this is where I'm deploying all my capital moving forward. So it will be cool. This is like March 2nd or 3rd, 2024 that I'm recording this. It will be very cool to watch how this unfolds over the next 5 years. And it will be cool to reference this podcast once we hit that point and see how we blew things out of the water, how we changed things, etc. So with that, all that being said, if you are rocking and you've got a big old business and you guys are crushing it, I really sincerely hope that you enjoyed this podcast. please share it with fellow investors, entrepreneurs, business owners, partners that you have, and so that they can understand this as well and they can get value from the show as well. If you are not a seven-figure or eight-figure business owner and you are a six-figure employee still and you want to change that, another podcast is not going to change your life. People will. Being in the room with the people that are on the podcast as the guest will change your life. So I will see you soon on the calendar for the Action Academy community. So, and then we can build this empire together. See you soon, guys. Thank you so much.